9:30 here in just a minute or so. But since we have a minute, and you spent the past weekend running the Fun with the Fuzz 5K, and you had a record time. You did a pretty good job. How did you finish? 24 minutes?
It was a record for me in my 50s. I'll put it to you that way. It was the best time I'd done since I've been in my 50s. 24 minutes and 4 seconds.
There was a thing on Instagram that I came across that a bunch of your favorite NASCAR drivers did on their week off. I guess there was a week off for the NASCAR race schedule. And Jimmie Johnson ran the Boston Marathon. He's done it. It's not the checkered flag, but the finish line of the Boston Marathon. 3 hours and 9 minutes.
Jimmie Johnson looks like, you know, you don't think of him so much of it. When you look at him, you think, well, he looks like an engineer as much as anything else, and that's sort of what these NASCAR drivers are. But you don't think of, like, a guy who would do that. But he did that in
It was 3 hours and 9 minutes. 26.2.
Okay. To put that in perspective. I did a half marathon last year, the one and only time I've ever done it. It took me 2 hours. That's half of a marathon. It took me 2 hours. He did his full-on marathon in 3 hours.
Yeah. And the fact that he did it while wearing the flame-retardant race suit was pretty incredible.
The Hans device and all that stuff.
Oh, that was incredible.
Knucklehead.
Way to go, Jimmy.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
You know, it probably is for him. It probably is freeing to be just in shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, God, I bet.
After you got to wear all that suit, you know, that
and
suit
it's probably
and
300 degrees in there anyway.
Yeah, he probably feels like this is actually a breeze compared to what I usually do on Sundays. Our 9:30 knucklehead runners up today. How about those knuckleheads involved in the carnival brawl in Pennsylvania?
Well, they had a charity. It's been going on for years. The annual fire department charity carnival was started up on Thursday. They shut it down, canceled it for the rest of the weekend, and said, we won't be doing this anymore because people kept coming in and just like raising hell and brawling and coming in to pick fights and destroy stuff.
The fire department can't even hold a carnival. That tells you that these people are pretty bad. Our other knucklehead runner-up today is the guy in Everett. Now, this actually happened last year, but it's getting into the court system now. This is the guy who agreed to help rob a bank in exchange for some cigarettes. The guy was looking for an accomplice, somebody to be his wheelman, and he approaches this dude and says, hey, will you be my wheelman for me, my getaway driver? Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Okay, what do you want? How about some cigarettes? Okay, great. You're my driver. For cigarettes, he agreed to be the getaway driver.
Yeah. The things he's going to have to do for cigarettes now are probably a lot worse.
But our 9:30 knucklehead winner today, that's the woman who threw some coins into the airplane engine for good luck.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Well, the fear is that the coins landed in the airplane engine. These stories, there have been a number of these, and they've been highly publicized in China, and we've read about them here. This spring, there have been a number of these stories where people boarding planes, as they are boarding planes in China, for good luck, have taken a handful of coins and thrown them at the plane. I guess that's a good luck thing over there. Well, it's also, there's a great fear, and that is that the coins are going to land in the engine and gum up the works, you know? So these planes end up not taking off right away. The crew's got to go in the engine and make sure that there's no coins in there. And this particular flight was delayed over an hour because they had to search the engines and make sure that no coins landed in there. And this just happened a week ago or so where a guy got detained. He was actually thrown in jail for 10 days. For doing the very same thing. He's superstitious, and he believed that throwing coins at the plane would lead to a good flight.
How about we just put a fountain in the lobby of the airport or something like that?
Yeah. Or
how about a huge sign right where by the door that says, if you throw a coin at the airplane, you will not get on the airplane?
Yeah, or a fountain right at the gate, or
if that's a big deal in that part of the world.
Or how about
a wishing
well, in the bathroom or something? I don't know, but yeah, they just don't get the message over there in China. They continue to do this.